Hmm. Crikey. That's how you're going to leave your chives, huh? Well, look at them. They're not evenly chopped at all. Did you even try? It doesn't matter if it's for a sauce. Presentation is everything. Oh, the recipe called for a rough chop. Well, if the recipe said so, then we can't deviate from the recipe, can we? Even if it looks like shit. All I'm saying is, you know our dear head chef will have you washing rice for a solid month if he sees such shoddy work. Hey, shut it with the pastry chef shit. Desserts happen to be my specialty. I make them because I want to. Doesn't mean I don't know my way around a knife. All right, give it here. No, really, before you hurt yourself, budge over. You've got the angle all wrong. See? You're not going to get uniform sizes the way you're doing it. There. See how prettier my pile looks? I learned how to do that on my father's elbow when I was 9. Wait. This isn't your menu submission for the month, is it? Oh, man. It just looks, doomed to me. After all, we both know you oversalt your sauces. Hey, how many times do I have to say it? Me being white and British isn't a spice handicap, you dick. I can just tell when someone's destroying their food. Yeah, I'm serious. You're overpowering your chicken wings. I don't even have to taste it. I can tell from how it smells. This is just a travesty. Think of the poor chickens whose lives you're wasting. Oh, dear. Oh, I'm sorry, but lemon zest isn't going to rescue that sauce. I'm being nice, you know. Or would you rather watch Eric toss your food in the bin after one glance?
Oh, sacre bleu!
Yeah, go help Francois before he sears his eyebrows off again. I'll toss your stupid fucking peri-peri chilies in for you. How's this for spicy? Hey, you're leaving already? Fuck no, I'm not cleaning your workspace. Fuck you! No, it's a... Come on, aren't you going to taste your sauce first? You're not that late. Just prove to me that your chicken isn't disgusting. Go on. No. Wait, you can't just give it right to Eric without tasting it first. No, you... Fine, arsehole. Your funeral. Oh, all right. Hello. Yeah. How'd your presentation go? Hey! Bloody hell! Fuck off! I've bread rolls to make. I don't have time to kick your ass this morning, all right?
You gormless fuckwit! What the hell were you thinking putting this in my fucking food? You're both lucky I don't beat the shit out of you for involving me in your petty prank war bollocks. Fuck. Here's what we're doing. You're going to cook me something, and you're going to do it together on your own time. I better not hear of either of you underperforming in my fucking kitchen. And if you don't pull your heads out your asses and make me something phenomenal by this Friday, you're both fired. Don't bother coming back. And don't just douse it in truffle oil. Any fuck about with eyes can do that. Are we crystal fucking clear? So help me God.
Oh, shit. Shit. You fucking idiot. This is your fault. I never meant for it to go to him. It was a joke. You were supposed to, taste your own fucking food. What was it? Couldn't you tell? Was that hot sauce Melanie was tinkering with? Anguish, I think she called it. Something like 5 million Scoville heat units. Yeah. Hey, you know, I tried to stop you leaving. I mean, you left me sat at your workstation. What, are you so stupid that you thought I'd pass up an opportunity to knock you down a peg? I didn't want it to go like this. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a daft bastard. I know. Now either let me the fuck up or kiss me if you're going to. That's what it's looking like. Oh, fucking onions. Oh, there. Done. Oh, I'm knackered. I swear Melanie gave us all the really shitty jobs on purpose. Yeah. I don't imagine she's pleased with me using her sauce like that. Nope. No, you don't. You keep that apron on. You and I have planning to do. Want a coffee? Double espresso, right? Did you forget? We've 2 days to draw up a menu, get the ingredients, and make everything. We're doing this now. We don't have time to faff around. Look, it's not just about keeping my job anymore, all right? I sure as hell don't want to get the sack. I know I fucked up. I want to fix it. Yeah. So, what are we making? Yeah, that's not a terrible idea. Let's just stay as classic as we can. No fancy shit. Normally I'd suggest some more exciting flavours, but, yeah, I think I'll stick to the non-spicy options for a bit, I feel. Don't want him to think I'm taking the piss. No. So you'll handle our main? Sounds good. For dessert, I don't know, I'll just do an apple crumble or something. I think I'll have enough time to pull that off. I'll try and zhuzh it up a bit. What? Did you think I was going to wow him with my 80 quid a slice tourist trap tiramisu? Nah, I'm leaving that in the past. Besides, this is still special. I don't make it for just anybody. Okay. This list looks all right. I'll get to the cash and carry in the morning. You handle whatever spices and shit we don't already have. If we're lucky, we'll be able to get everything done tomorrow after work. Fuck, we might just pull this off. And another thing, I'll never understand your pathetic attachment to cast iron. You have to really coddle that shit. I don't know. I've seen you polish in your darling little skillet with your special sandpaper. Ridiculous. You're all alike, you purists. You're so bloody protective. You go on and on about how easy your cast iron is to look after, like it's some kind of Yorkshire Terrier. And before I know it, I've been listening for 20 minutes about your precious care routine. For a frying pan! Stainless steel just sears better. And it's better for making sauces in. You can scrape the fond off the bottom without all that shitty carbon buildup getting in the way. And cleanup's easy. Soap, water, boom, you're done. And it doesn't fucking rust the second you look at it. I know, I'm just saying, why go through all the trouble? You like the routine. Of course you like the routine. That's what I can't stand about you. You're so buttoned up. The food has to be perfect or you toss everything out and start over. Oh, fuck me, you don't have to snap like that. I know you care about your job. It's obvious. You're obsessed. All I'm saying is, would it kill you to go off recipe every once in a while? Be a little spontaneous, you know? I'm not criticizing. I'm just making conversation. Thought it'd keep us both awake. You want to focus on the food? Let's talk food then. Let me see that steak. I bet you forgot to. Oh, fuck. It's beautiful. That sauce. What the fuck are you on about? Do I want to taste? Would you get that spoon out of my... Oh. Oh, God damn it. Would you shut it? I'm just calling it how I see it. I'm not an idiot. Yeah, it's perfect, okay? Flavor, depth, texture, all of it. You know it is. Ugh, it's infuriating how brilliant you are. You make this look so fucking effortless. God, I hate you so much. I ache watching you work sometimes. And then I nitpick your knife skills and you fucking allow me to. Is it any wonder I wanted to bring you down a peg? You know, pull you down to earth with the rest of us mortals? I only meant to scorch your tongue a little with that chicken wing sauce. Wake you up a bit. I was just going to sit you down and give you some ice cream and laugh at you while you're fumed, because yeah, you're fucking hot when you're furious. But it's also the only time you really look at me. Ugh, just get your food packed up. Yeah, well, clotted cream's firmed up nicely. And it looks like the crumble's cool enough to slice. It's crazy how we finished up at almost the same time. Sure, have a bit. Get an idea of what makes my dessert so popular. Good, yeah? Some people add rum for a kick. And, you know, it's good if you want something boozy, don't get me wrong. But my secret's adding just a whisper of cayenne with the cinnamon and sugar. Just enough to make the heat bloom in your mouth before you get the richness of that cold cream. So yeah, you get me now, right? I know how to use a subtle heat. Hey! Why'd you pull back? I thought... Later? After I said all that? Oh my God. You're toying with me, aren't you? You fucking menace. You're gonna give me blue balls. Fine. Let's take this over to Eric's. And then we're going to your place.